What exactly is a scoot? The history of scoots on Georgian Bay goes back to the 1920s when surplus airplane engines were available after the First World War. According to the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum and Archives, creative builders mounted them on what were little more, initially, than sleds and learned how to manage them as their whirling propellers propelled the sleds forward. Scoots were not a toy. Those living up the shore along Georgian Bay relied on boat transportation and dog teams or snowshoes when the bay was frozen. It was in the late fall and early spring when getting about was a problem. When the ice was forming, but still unsafe for travel in the early winter, or when it was melting in the spring, those living up the shore had no means of transportation. Scoots were the answer. They could travel on ice, snow, open water and move from one to the other with relative ease. Of course, this led to competition as well. Who could build a faster scoot, a better one? More powerful engines were added. They became larger and faster and, sometimes, more dangerous. Families competed, sometimes bitterly, for who could build the fastest scoot. The King, Roy, families from the Cognashine and Go-Home Bay area were amongst the most inventive and competitive. Thanks to the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum and Archives for the accompanying photo and article information.